It is the Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Now, we got a good text to finish up our jersey conversation. 217 says, he or she would have no name, just number 25. Of course, worn by Nick Anderson, Deion Thomas, Brent Notree, Calvin Brock, Kendrick Nunn, and probably would have been Ben Wilson.
I like that. I like that. Just a 25. Yeah, that's a good number, man. That is a really good number in Illinois lore. 11's a pretty good one as well.
No doubt.
What was Shannon this year? Zero,
yeah.
And then, was anybody 11?
Moretti, 11,
oh,
right?
Oh, Moretti was 11.
Eh.
Should 11 be retired?
I don't think it should be given to Nico. Nothing personal, Nico.
Sorry, Nico.
Maybe he can make some strides. Was he only a freshman?
Redshirt freshman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should 25 be retired?
Yes, that would be the
one. Or is it the, like, bring in the Chicago guy to wear it, to continue 25. It on?
Kind of like they had the Peoria pipeline. Now, they didn't wear the same numbers because, well, hell, three of them were here at the same time. But it was pretty cool how every year somebody different wore that 25, and it was a consecutive year thing until I think Kendrick, right, gave it up. So, not gave it up, but in other words, we didn't have somebody after that. And were they all Simeon?
That's a good point. I think, was Calvin Brock Simeon? Nick Anderson was, Deion was, Nunn was.
I think maybe they were all Simeon.
Calvin Brock, was he?
That's in my wheelhouse. And I
looked
apologize.
Up Calvin Brock and it said professional boxer.
Hey, following the Darren Williams.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Big Def did throw in the D.
Yes,
Will.
All Simeon.
Okay. Or Simeon. Sorry. I still don't know how to say that school. Yeah, Daryl. Yeah. All right. That was a cool. Because that makes sense because that's why, you know, that's why they did that, right? Nick honored, I think, Ben by doing that, and then Deion carried it on and et cetera. So, and Bryant Notree's 360 dunk at Cameron Indoor. Every time I see his name, I think of that. It was so nice. Duke had won like 86 straight games at home against non-conference opponents, and Illinois goes in and beats them, and then Notree with the 360 late in those baggy shorts. All right, I'm going to shut up
That's
now
epic.
Because we
speaking of jersey numbers, if anyone wants to know, AJ Store is number 2.
Oh, okay.
Does Illinois have a number 2 on the roster?
That's Dre Gibbs Longhorn's number.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
Some of that AJ Store NIL check might have to
who knows?
Buy the number off.
Right? Uh-huh.
Good call. Good call there.
All
and
right.
A number means something.
It can.
Like, I always wore number 10. Now, I didn't go on to anything. But, like, if I would have, if for some reason I would have had an ability to do anything post-high school, I would have wanted number 10, and it would have meant a lot to me if I would have been, let's say I'm playing basketball at SIU as number 10, and then they bring in Troy Hudson, who went on to play in the NBA. I'd be like, I don't know if I want to give this up, man. That's so weird, though, isn't it? That's so weird.
Can be.
Did Max Williams wear it this year? That might even challenge Kyle. What number?
Which number?
Max Williams.
He was 25.
Oh, he was? Oh, jeebity! Yeah. This is getting creepy. Well, maybe that's... Did he go to Simeon?
He did not.
Okay. Well, then, there you go. All right, I'm going to shut up now.
Is it over? Is the run of Simeon over?
I think it's been for a while, hasn't it?
Illinois hasn't had a Simeon guy in a while.
Is Robert Smith still the coach?
No, he finally...
Oh, he moved on.
I think in the last few years he retired.
Okay.
All right, so on the note of NIL and what maybe AJ Store would have to... If he did come to Illinois, this is all hypothetical, by the way. If he did come to Illinois, how much he'd have to give to Dre for that number 2? How much would Illinois in the collective have to give to AJ Store? What would you be willing to give for a star-level wing or a big-time point guard? A 5 is now something that Illinois could use, especially a veteran big man that Dane Danger's out of the fold. You've got Imani Hansberry, you've got Merez Johnson. I think a stretch 4 we've talked about in replacing kind of the thought of, obviously, Quincy Guerrier is gone. Coleman Hawkins is that stretch big that provides the shot making from the outside. Illinois has some needs, of course. And if you had, let's say, $2 million in NIL,
okay,
how would you divvy that up? I think it's a fun conversation. We're speculating. I'm not trying to hint at anything. Yeah. But I just want to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Can I ask you this? Can we go in order of what we think we need most? Would you guys have score at the top?
I think I'd have like a star wing scorer, yeah. Doesn't have to be a wing, but you usually think kind of that big off guard, similar to filling the role of Shannon, yes.
Who just happens to look like AJ Storr, yeah. Now, would your next one be a point guard, or would it be more of a stretch four, or would it be a five?
Mm.
Or would it be a shooter?
Well,
you got your shooter, I guess.
You have a shooter. You're not limited to just one.
Yeah.
You could get another one if you wanted to. And, of course, we do have to remember that you got to pay guys on your own roster to be able to keep them, too. So that's worth
considering. So part of that $2 million,
yeah,
is going to guys like Goody.
Ty Rogers.
Dre. Okay. How much?
Which, again, we don't know
what
they're getting or what we need to give them.
I'll be honest with you. I think after a score wing, I'd want a point guard.
I think I'm with you. Because Marcus Damask was able to mask a lot of those weaknesses within an offense that didn't have one. Like, if you couldn't run your offense through booty ball with him, Illinois, I think that point guard issue obviously would have been a lot more apparent and hurting this team than it did.
Help me with NC State, because you've got Braden Smith, who led the country in assists, I believe. You've got Mark Sears, is that his name, from Alabama, who is deadly. And you have Newton from UConn, who was a All-American. So in three examples of your Final Four teams, you've got a stud point guard.
It's true.
Now, that doesn't mean...
Ask our AI who the NC State point guard is.
I know their best guard is DJ Horn. I don't know if he's a true point guard. He's more of a scorer. I don't know if they really run a true point guard.
So three of the four have exceptional point guards. And I bet you could go back through the years recently.
It usually works that way, doesn't it?
So I'd say point guard too. Would you then go stretch, or are you worried now without, let's say Dane's gone, you don't have any? Well, you got Merez coming.
Merez.
In. I'm sorry,
Having Merez come in lowers the need for me.
Okay.
On a five, I'm not saying depending on, and of course it depends on who you can go get, right? Like,
right.
There could be a star at a certain position that maybe on your draft, like it's like NFL draft. Maybe on your draft board, the positional need isn't like the biggest on your roster, but he might impact you more than anybody because he's just a flat-out stud.
Okay. I'm going to go stretch four as our third.
I'm with you.
Just for the heck of it.
I'm with you.
And then do we need a fourth? We probably do. We only have like three guys on the roster.
Veteran five.
Okay. Yeah, because...
Now, of course, you could find a stretch five.
Yeah.
Two, and I think a stretch big, period.
Can we get like a Dalton Connect or a Mike Dom? Like one of those two guys, can we find? Do we just go to South Dakota? I mean, is that what you do? You just go to South Dakota and you just go around
Connect,
all the...
though, Northern Colorado.
Oh, Northern Colorado. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Mike Dom, South Dakota State.
Okay, so now how much of the $2 million are we giving to the current players?
This is hard to answer.
Are we capping this at 2 mil or 2.5?
Yeah, we can dabble a little bit in between if we need to.
Yeah, I'll give you it. Look,
yeah,
I
want that extra $500,000 to work with.
All right, let's just start letting it fly. I'm not going to say I know what they're getting, but like Ty Rogers, is he worth 75? Is he $100? $100.
You're staying, right? Here's 100. Crisp.
Do you need to give him 100,000?
Gosh.
See, this is hard to do.
I feel like we should just come up with a figure for all of the guys that are
all of them together.
Returning.
How many are there?
So there's Dre, Luke.
Yep.
Sincere,
Ty,
Amani.
And Nico.
Do the freshmen need any NIL? Or is that already out of the equation?
Merez probably needs some. Yeah.
So that'd be six.
Can we get there with 150? 200?
No.
250? 250 for the returners and freshmen. All right.
Okay. So I was going to give you 2.2.
All right. So let's just say we have $2 million outside of the All right. Returners.
Okay, all right. That's fair. And here then I can always buck up a little bit more. Right. I got
make
the
some
cash.
Calls.
Yeah, right.
I would probably start with like an AJ Store type. And if it takes between 750, I don't know if you want to get to the $1 million mark, but 750 I'd give.
I'd say I would take
Terrence Shannon 750 and give it to AJ Store today.
That seems like a...
Are you guys on board with
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. That seems like a perfect marriage right there. Here's this money that we gave him. Yeah.
Is he worth that, Kyle, in your opinion?
Yes. Yes.
I agree.
I think, and if you just want to broaden it to all conference level, high level scoring wing,
sure.
I would say any type, even if it's not AJ Store, I would probably even get up a little higher than that to try and get that star.
Okay. Now, Damask, who turned out to be a star,
mm-hmm.
was he given... I know you don't know exact numbers, but are we? Am I? Like
someone told me it was
500?
Like 100. Someone told me it was 100.
Oh well, I mean, would that without knowing what he was going to do, would that surprise you? 100.
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't have that confirmed. I just know
right,
that.
Right, right.
Some I asked somebody, and they're like, "I think he got around 100."
That's kind of what I would assume. If you asked me and said, "Okay, Lon, now you got to go back at the time when I heard Damask had committed." I probably wouldn't have said 100.
Right.
And that's nothing against Marcus.
Well, so, he wasn't all conference type from the Valley. I don't know.
Well, now his value would be 500.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
I know baseball. That's the funny part. I was thinking about this earlier. Baseball has a formula, right, that they, like, let's say Cody Bellinger makes $25 million. There's a formula that shows last year he was actually should have been paid $32 million, right, for what he did. There's actually something you can go and follow through that with in terms of his earnings, what he made the team, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think we have that yet for college like, basketball players and like NIL.
Let's get to working on it.
Right.
Make some coin off of that invention.
I mean, it would be okay. So we're at point guard now. We have 1.25 million left.
All right.
I would be fine giving 250 to a point guard.
I'd go higher.
Higher. Okay.
I'd go ahead to 500 for a point guard.
Yeah, half a million for a point guard if you need to.
And then you're going to have a half million left for a stretch four and a veteran five.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
It does make it tough. It depends on who the point guard is. I don't know what.
Right. How about your boy from like Bowling Green, let's say? Is he worth $500,000?
He's not really like a true point, is he?
Well, so Dante Maddox from Toledo is more like a scoring combo guard. I think Hill is a pretty legit point guard. He just doesn't really shoot it.
Just get me a point guard. A legit, he's a one.
Although I guess he'll average about 2.6 assists, so it's not like anything crazy.
How much would you pay for Minnesota's point guard?
What's that?
How much would you pay for Minnesota's point guard?
Oh,
that led the that averaged
Elijah Hawkins
7 assists a game.
Yeah.
Would you pay him $500,000?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
But like Kirk Kreese went back in the portal today. Nice return on investment, West Virginia. I think he got like 500 to go to West Virginia or 600 to go to West Virginia last year. Would I give Kylan Boswell 500?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, right there. I would.
Yeah, I think.
I'm okay with what Kyle said, 500,000.
All right.
So now you're at 500,000, right?
I think so.
Wait, 750 and 500 is how much?
1.25.
Oh, yeah. So you've got actually got 750,000.
Perfect. We're going to need it.
Yeah. So stretch four, do you just split that right in the middle? And
maybe. Or
with the vet
I think you
five,
maybe go for another. The four might have to be more of a star type or
I agree.
Potential all conference guy. And the five.
If you're getting a vet five that's a graduate, you know, student, or I mean, 100 grand.
Maybe.
Right,
depends.
Like a rink mask.
You're gonna need to get a value type, someone that's gonna overperform what you paid them.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they don't need the money, whether you're taking them from a lower conference that they're not as highly demanded, those type of things. I know that like Quincy, they said that Quincy Guerrier, or I had heard from people that Quincy Guerrier could have gotten more money to go to the SEC, but just his relationship with Illinois, he wanted to go somewhere where he trusted the staff.
That's cool.
And that type of thing. So
that is cool.
For whatever the reasoning is, you could use somebody to take a discount at some position to make this thing work.
Well,
maybe that's the five spot because you already have Merez.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Now that you know what Rink Mass did for a year, what would you have to pay him? $200?
Like if I was bringing him back?
Yeah. Well, let's say
you could probably get more. I mean, I think Dane's going to get Dane might get 200, 250.
What if we did 250 to the Vet 5 and that gives us 500 for a stretch 4?
That's enough. That'll work.
Then you'd throw 500 at a point guard, 500 at a stretch 4. I can't believe we're having this conversation about college kids. 250 for a Vet 5 and then 750 for the top. And then where I'm hedging is if AJ Store wants more than 750, it's coming off the Vet 5 money.
I was going to say, I would maybe redistribute that and go to 900 for the scoring star wing.
But he's the top guy right now, right?
Store right now is the top player in the portal, yeah. Now, Vlad Golden just entered. He'd be up there in that realm as well.
Would he? He would need that much?
No, I'm saying he's in that realm of consider the top players in the portal.
My fault.
Vlad Golden would definitely need 500, if not
yeah.
a little bit more than that.
Were you guys that impressed with him? I, for some reason, wasn't that impressed with him. Maybe it was because the last game I watched, he didn't do much.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I'm – because he did pretty well against Illinois when he played.
If he didn't get in foul trouble against Illinois, FAU might have won that game.
Yeah, that's true.
He's pretty good. I thought he was a little inconsistent this year. Not the toughest of guys inside, but he does have good size. And
how much would Cliff take? How much would it take, I'm sorry, to get Cliff Amore?
Man.
500?
At least. I bet St. John's is probably going to give him 7.
See, I would not do that for Cliff Amore.
I agree.
As good as he is defensively, that's too much.
It sounds like
you're
bigs.
Paying for 8 points and 11 rebounds a game. Yeah. Is that worth $700,000?
Yeah. He's an all-league defender.
Yeah, 4 blocks a game. Yeah.
Sounds like bigs are expensive right now.
Well, it's a good time to be a big with the two that are going to lead their teams to the championship game.
How much do you think that Stanford big would command?
Maxime Renaud.
I was going to make you say it. Yeah. I just called him the Stanford big.
He's going to Indiana to play with Renaud.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Renew and Renaud. Well,
Renew, yeah.
Let's see. I mean, he's a 7-footer, averaged about 15 and 10 last year, can shoot the three some.
Wow.
He's a 600 type of guy, probably.
Can I say that still surprises me when you say 7-foot, average this and this, and can shoot the three? I mean it when I say this. That was a legit wow.
Yeah.
Now, in about 2 years, that'll be out the window. Because your average point guard in 10 years, your average point guard will be 6'8".
Right. Right.
It's just how we grow.
10 years from now, if a center doesn't shoot the three, you'll be like, wow, he can't shoot. Right.
That's a great way to say it.
True.
What do you mean he all he does is rebound and shoot layups and dunk? Well, I don't want that. Okay, well, we did pretty good.
And look, these are guesstimates. I don't know. It matters as far as what a certain guy would be worth. I don't necessarily know that. On some, you hear numbers earlier on the front end. Admittedly, I don't know what the price is for the Stanford guy. I don't know what if Kylan Boswell goes to the portal, 500 might be more than you need. You might be able to get him for 300. I don't know, but
that's true. I did a finance. I'm playing the banker. I'm on Deal or No Deal. Calling you from a boat or whatever.
Yep.
So I decided to give 300 to the returnees instead of 250. So I'm giving them a raise.
Yep.
I'm taking 50 away from the Vet 5.
Okay.
Because I'm picturing some dude that's just going to be, he's going to be key, kind of like a Rink Mast. I mean, a guy that.
That could work.
Rink turned into a lot better than I think they thought even. But. You'd bring a guy in to just say, hey, we trust Merez to be a stud, but he is a freshman, and he's playing a position that you know, it's like an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman in college football. It's like, I'd rather have a junior than a freshman.
That's
there.
Fair. Yeah.
But Merez is probably, he's good, isn't he?
He's good. I mean, he's going to come in from a strength standpoint and not look like a freshman. I don't know that he's going to get out physicaled in the post.
Yeah.
Like you might say that, oh, he's someone that usually is coming from high school, I give him a year in the weight room of Fletch. Not to say that, you know, he will be a different beast by then when he's a sophomore or junior.
Exactly.
It'll be more so, I think, Illinois trying to complement the physicality of Merez and also with Imani with maybe somebody in the front court that can stretch it a little bit and still kind of bring that Coleman Hawkins dynamic.
Yeah.
Of being able to stretch the floor, shoot it some. Danny Wolf from Yale is a guy that I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but
no.
He's kind of from the northeastern suburb. A little, are you even in the suburbs if you're a little bit north in Evanston? I don't even know. I don't know.
Oh, he's
Chicago.
From Illinois.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And went to Yale, 7-footer that can also, he's very skilled offensively, can shoot it. Defensively, I don't know how physical he'd be in the post, but he's a guy that Illinois is looking at.
Okay.
As well, so.
I think from going through these numbers, we're definitely losing Dane.
Oh, yeah. He's,
we're definitely losing Dane. Not that we haven't already. I mean,
yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's visiting Memphis today, by the way.
Oh, is he
that
really?
That was reported, Joe Tenton of On Three.
He's just picked up in a golf cart.
Yeah.
I had to go
I
there.
I love that you did it.
I had to go there.
Maxwell's crazy. How did he work out that visit? He just went in the portal yesterday. And he's already at Memphis today.
Well, Penny, you know, he's...
Pretty Penny?
He was on the phone immediately.
Yes.
Maxwell said 1990s NBA salaries for 2024 college athletes. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And I know someone on here said, granted, I'm an old guy, but this conversation makes me sad. I get it, man. I get it.
I'm with you. I'm probably as old or older than him or her.
It's weird. It's weird to have this conversation.
You just have to deal with it.
But it's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's just the reality of it.
Yeah. For the most part, it's not your money.
For sure.
Right?
It's not mine. I know that.
So that's the way you kind of have to look at it. I know that, listen, there's a big chatter. Mike Reese kind of started it down at SIU about NIL. And part of the reason that Brian couldn't compete, and like the new coach, you know, will they, what is the, I mean, there, it was almost like, and Mike didn't say this, but okay, donors.
Right.
Okay, Lon, you're a grad. Are you throwing 5,000 this way? Are you throwing 10,000? Are you throwing 1,000? Cam Wright, who's from Marion, who ended up in the Olympics as a high jumper, he said something and said, how about 1,000 Salukis give $1,000? That's $1 million a year. It's $84 a month. I would do that.
That puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
I'd throw $1,000 towards SIU basketball, knowing even if you had 500 Lontes give $1,000. Now you got 500,000 NIL at SIU. You're going to win some games.
True.
I think Cam's onto something. Seems to
That's
be smarter
a good point.
Than me. He could jump higher than me always. He was weird. They had Darren Plob, I think was his name, from Muskuta, and this guy from Marion. They SIU 1 year in the Olympics had the two high jumpers for the United States of America were both Salukis.
No kidding.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That's unbelievable.
Plob used to come over to the rec center and joke around. He could touch the top of the backboard.
Oh, my God.
And you're not allowed to dunk.
That's ridiculous.
But they would, like, the people that worked at the rec would turn their back when Plob played, and he would go up, and he's a good basketball player. If you're Rich Herron, are you not like, why aren't you playing
that's
basketball?
Insane.
Muskuta, Illinois. Let's do some work, my friend. Got Joey Wright. Or Joey Wright. He's from the News Gazette. Shout out to Joey.
Mr.
Joey
Wagner.
Joey Wagner coming up to talk Illini women's hoops. Hey, on the go over spring break, or maybe you were, bank on your schedule. Busey's mobile app and Money Pass. That's two ways Busey makes your banking hassle-free. Through the Money Pass network, you can easily access, how about this, 37,000-plus ATMs nationwide. You don't have to sign up. There's no fee to participate. To take advantage, locate a MoneyPass ATM near you. Just look for that MoneyPass logo. And if you download the Busey mobile app, you can view balances, transfer funds, pay your bills. You can pay me. Deposit checks directly from your mobile device. Additional banking tools include Busey eBank. Control and monitor your finances through online banking. And Busey bill payment, you can see and pay all your bills online. That's crazy, right? Checks are about to be something of the past. From surcharge-free ATMs to the Busey mobile app and beyond, Busey keeps you connected to their accounts from coast to coast. Visit Busey.com for a complete look at their mobile and online banking services. Before I do my tagline, Kyle, do you have a check?
No.
Derek, do you use a check?
I don't, no.
So here I am saying checks could become, and I'm the only guy here that still has a, I have a book of checks.
I ran out like 2 years ago, and then I never ordered more.
I literally am the only guy that still writes a check, which makes sense at this table right here. Yep. It makes sense. All right. You know, Kyle just looks at him with his eyes, and the AI just goes, he pays his
He's
bill.
He's really on this today, man.
I know. I'll quit, Kyle. It's all, listen, nothing but a compliment to you. Busey, member FDIC.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window, a proud member of Prairie Home Alliance. A new front door can instantly upgrade the look of your home and make it more energy efficient. The Kramer Siding and Window team can also install French doors to your deck or patio, welcoming the outside in, or storm doors for an extra layer of protection against the elements. The estimate is free, financing is available, and the business is local. Schedule your beautiful new door today and save 25%. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gale Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Frankie at the gym says, "Do you even lift, bro?" Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at 2menandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
OSF Medical Center at 1400 West Park Street is working with NAMI Champaign for a free 8-week class for family and friends with mental health conditions to learn from trained professionals and others who share this journey. Family to Family starts Tuesday, April 2nd from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Get mutual support, compassion, and reinforce the positive impact you can have on someone's life. Learn more at NAMICHAMPAIGN.org.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let's go to the Tapman's Towing phone line. A guy I spent a lot of time with the last few weeks and was fortunate to do so, Joey Wagner, IlliniInquirer.com. Hey, buddy, haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
Derek, I dropped you off on Sunday. It's Tuesday afternoon. I haven't seen you. It's the longest stretch I've gone without seeing you in 3 weeks. I don't know what to do. It's,
I know.
You guys are like brothers.
There's like a void going here.
Yeah. You haven't been chugging Casey's coffee together or staying up too late.
I like how you go chugging Casey's coffee.
We did do
that. That's the thing, man. That's the thing. There's one on our path in and out of town, and we've hit that pretty frequently. Some liquid IVs. To really keep ourselves going, keeping great health on. You got to make sure your health is a priority.
You're healthy because you got there and you needed that caffeine. Are you proud of yourself for ripping Cade's dad away from him multiple times?
No. Look, when we pulled out of the driveway and Cade was waving goodbye, I thought, this sucks for me. And I'm like, I feel bad for Piper. I was like, get out of the car, man. Just call her.
Call it. The white flag has been thrown.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be tough. Wow.
It was difficult.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
I know.
I mean, you got to, you know. You guys, by the way, did a great job, Joey. You and Jeremy and Derek, all three, did a wonderful job through the I like all the different stories that came from you guys. And, you know, that was great about this team is it gave you so many different stories. I mean, it was. I'm not saying that you guys aren't really good at what you do, but this team almost presented some stories to you guys that you capitalized on, and that was what made this team really cool.
Hey, listen, a half hour to 40 minutes a day in open locker room. If you can't find interesting stories or something fun, this team made it easy, yeah. But I think they got tired of seeing us for as long as they did every single day. But they did. They gave us some – they made it. It was a fun trip, fun team to cover. It was a really fun month of March, guys. I mean, looking back, I had a little bit of time this morning to kind of think back of it. And, you know, that Big Ten tournament, those double-digit comebacks, it feels like forever ago. And it was just a fun team, a lot of fun personalities. I think those open locker rooms really helped us get to know. I say that, like, we've covered Luke Goodett for 3 years. You guys have him on every week. Or Ty Rogers. Just to have that time with him and be able to be just a little bit more of a person, and you're not in a press conference setting or a media scrum where one person's asking one thing and someone's way on the other side of the map with something else. it was just nice to get a chance to talk to those guys.
And we talked about this, Joey. We saw another side of Brad this year. Like, well, obviously the shirtless side of him with the squirt gun. But I just kind of wanted to get your perspective to our listeners out there, just as going along for this ride with them and what this team allowed him to be in terms of, I think, more comfortable and confident in the older guys, but also going through those moments in the postseason to really just let loose and celebrate. And as he said, yeah, these guys turned an old man into a kid.
Yeah, look, you can kind of contrast it. And I know the first example I'm going to throw out is a long time ago, but until really the Super Soaker thing, the viral video of Brad that people thought about was him losing it during, I think, a Northwestern game. Mm-hmm. And he's doing his Brad things on the sideline, and those of us who cover him know that he runs pretty hot on the sideline. So I think a lot of people just had images like that or similar images in their mind. And then you get a chance to kind of hear how these guys respond to him and to see him run into a locker room with a Super Soaker or even the participating in the pushing the chair thing where he's trading spots with those guys and doing that. Like, those are the side, or that's the side of Brad that obviously the players know. And I think to a degree, Derek, and you and I and people who cover the team see that side of him to some degree. I mean, we don't always see the rah-rah type guy that you see on the sideline, but I think that really probably got more people out there to see that, you know, hey, these guys play hard for him, and they do take hard coaching, but there's another side of him out there that maybe isn't always visible. And I thought this was a good few weeks for that to be on display.
Did you feel like writing a story about chairs was really like the high point of your journalistic, investigative, those type of things that we get into this for?
Yeah, low point. Yeah, the low point of it.
Just messing with you, obviously.
It was a fun story. At that point, that was a win. Goodness, what was that, Friday, I guess, before the Elite Eight? You were covering the real stuff. Warner was covering the real stuff. We had just spent like 8 hours in the locker room with these guys over 3 weeks. It's like, I don't know what else we got here.
Right. Wags, it was a good story. I was just busting your balls, man.
I did not expect to fly to Boston to write about chairs. No. but again, like, those guys and Brad made it fun, and you kind of understood, yes, that it wasn't really even about the chairs at all. It was about those guys just having fun with each other, and Brad, as you mentioned, being along for the ride there.
One of the best stories ever was Marcus Damask's car. Does he still have it, or has it finally been put to rest?
That's a good question. There were some murmurs about maybe getting some NIL deals for some other ones. So I don't know. Here I am writing about chairs and follow up on the biggest story of the season here in Boston to get that answer. I might have to revisit that one down the line.
I think it'd be a good revisit story.
I jokingly said, like, the guy could auction off the car and somewhere would pay like $5,000 to have that car and just drive around town. Some Illinois fan would absolutely do it.
That's a good point.
I agree.
The blue book's at like $45 and someone would pay like $5,000 to buy it.
I love it.
Joey Wagner's our guest on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Want to get to the Illini women's team. Before we do, Dane Danger hitting the portal yesterday. What did you make of that? I'm sure, you know, based on our conversations on the road and whatnot, that not super surprising, although he did really come on in the postseason and was a big reason why Illinois made it to the Big Ten tournament title game and maybe even got past Morehead State. I'm not saying they would have lost, but he was a big part of creating that separation where Illinois was comfortable there in the second half. So what do you think of Dane going into the portal and just that news, just knowing he could have came back next year?
Yeah, I feel weird saying like it's not a surprise, because I feel like that's been a pretty common thought from everyone who covers the team, was, yeah, you, and really fans. I mean, you could have seen it coming back in January or February, and he played really well down the stretch, which is a testament to him for being ready and helping Illinois win the Big Ten tournament, beat Morehead State. But look, Dane Danger just probably put himself in a position where someone's going to take care of him. You know, not to say Illinois wouldn't, but he's going to have some good NIL options out there. He's probably more than anything earned the right to step into a bigger, higher usage minute role somewhere else. And, you know, I don't know that Illinois, they seem to really like that stretch five idea. Dane certainly isn't that, not to say he's not productive, but there seems to be a path in which Illinois is interested in going. So it felt like, you know, hey, it's probably time for him to go explore options and for Illinois to continue to recruit, whether it's high school or the portal, for some of those stretch five that allowed them to have such a successful offense.
It's a good point. I agree. And Dane, I mean, obviously a lot of it was his resurgence at the end. I mean, I can only imagine that made him so much money.
it was an awesome story, right? I mean, who was just on the bench, and you could have reasonably looked in January and February, and I know some fans would say, well, they should have been playing him all along. Well, right. Maybe they won a lot of games when they didn't play him too.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the good story for him. He probably did help himself financially, I would imagine. It's the way college athletics works these days. But I think just showed that he can handle that minutes workload. Illinois was good to him too. Now let's not pretend that they weren't. He got there and they really got him into shape, got him ready, and that's been an evolving and continued process. So this wasn't a one sided thing. Illinois really helped him be in a position to now be a pretty attractive big on the transfer portal market here, and somebody who I'm sure is not going to have any short list of interested teams.
The men's team done and active in the transfer portal. The women's team, though, still has a little bit more basketball left to be played, making it to the WBIT finals against Villanova tomorrow. I know, Joey, that was a team that you have covered closely the last few years. What do you make of advancing in this tournament, a chance to continue your season? I know that experience or just continuing to, I think, also reshape the way that people think about Illinois women's basketball as a team that actually wins games. I think that's something too. But I'm curious in your thoughts of what this means for Illinois and what tomorrow will mean in Indianapolis.
Yeah, look, they would have rather been in the NCAA tournament, but whether that means it was a short stay or not, let's not think otherwise. They're in the WBIT, and just to explain to people, the on the men's side, the NCAA tournament and the NIT are both kind of funded by the NCAA. So the NIT would be like that second, the last four in, the last four out, rather, go to the NIT.
Right.
So the WBIT is the same level on the women's side. It's not the WNIT, which would make it a lot less confusing for people, but the WBIT is kind of that second level tournament. So just so people have a baseline, like some of the Washington State, for instance, which Illinois beat yesterday, was one of the first four out of the NCAA tournament. But to get over there, they've gone through, they beat Missouri State, Stony Brook, Tulsa, and Washington State. They get Villanova tomorrow at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. We thought, people who watched Illinois thought they were playing better at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't close the end of the regular season on a 7-game win streak or anything, but you could see it. You could see this team had really played better from a slow start. And this really furthers that. To be able to be there, to be one of the few women's programs still playing right now, being on TV, continuing to get those wins, that's the good thing for a program that's still in the rebuilding stages. I mean, this is, see a team come out there and they're putting together, they're looking pretty good doing it. It's good for that program, big picture, to keep stacking wins, to keep putting yourself kind of out in that, finding a spotlight to put yourself under, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I agree.
And they've done that. And I think that's a testament to the players, to Shauna Green, to her coaching staff. It's probably deflating to not make the NCAA tournament after what you did last year. But to come out, to be ready, to go over to, I guess they hosted the first two, went to Tulsa, and then go to Indianapolis. I mean, it tells you a lot about kind of where that program's headed. And I do think the arrow is still pointing up. And look, we talked today, if you flip this season and last season, people are going insane right now, right? Like, you went to WBIT a year ago, didn't exist last year, but just for the sake of the conversation, and then you get to the NCAA tournament, like, yeah, there's a lot of buzz. So I still think there's buzz to be worthy there, and they've looked pretty good here in the last couple weeks.
I think that's a great answer, Joey. And I think it's important to have Shauna Green finishing and this team finishing with a winning record, for a second straight year as well.
And a second straight postseason berth. It's been
– yes.
Since 2007, 2008.
I think all of that. Yeah, I think all of that matters. And like you said, and I loved how you say that, essentially is the idea that, these guys could have just been like, well, we didn't make the NCAA tournament. We'll go play in this, but we're not going to give it our all. And here they are with a chance to win it. I think that says something about not only Shauna Green and her staff and their coaching style, but also about these players, many of which will be back again next season, which is cool. Here's what I want. I want to see you make, what do they call those, like a shadow box of just the press passes that you're going to have from the last month. I mean, you've been in Minneapolis, you've been in Omaha, you've been in Boston, now you're going to Hinkle. I mean, how cool would that be?
I probably have a lot more press passes than I know what to do with. They're scattered in a broken file cabinet in my back seat of my car. It marches a lot, and I guess it's now April, and you know, Derek knows that, you know that, but we're watching basketball. We're some really, really cool moments in time.
Amen.
It's wild that it's cool to be sitting over in these seats to be able to watch these games. I know Illinois fans weren't thrilled about how it ended in Boston. But sitting right there, which I would assume is going to win the championship probably by double digits to get there, and maybe once they're there, like, that's cool. It's cool to be front row for all these things. And we're lucky, man. We're lucky to do this. And maybe I will put a shadow box for press passes on the wish list. I've seen people do it with Christmas trees. Like, those are the ornaments. I found that's Christmas, but that might be an idea.
How about coasters from the different establishments ventured to?
I'm not afraid to say. I do find myself waking up with some of those, you know, the cardboard ones that they just kind of give you.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't ruin our table. Put this down. And they don't really say anything, and they last for about one or two drinks before they're just awful. I typically wake up with a couple of those in my pocket, and it's like, I'll just throw these away somewhere else, I suppose.
I had to live through you guys. That's what I'm doing now at my age. Yeah. I have to live through you guys.
One of us needs to wear a GoPro.
That would be.
Then Lon can watch the footage back at home.
Yes.
We could just FaceTime Lon in the whole time.
We should, yeah.
No.
Then he'd have to do that back when he goes to Florida so we can sit beachside bar with him.
Lon, can you?
Well, the good news is Lon can keep us up anyway. It would be
invincible. You'd have to just send it to me and I'll watch it at like 5:30 in the morning, like what you guys did at midnight. I'll be like, really cool. Yeah, the GoPro.
What we did at midnight mostly in Boston was sitting in our apartment writing. So you didn't miss all that much.
Uh-huh. I bet.
Lon, I'll make you feel better than that.
I bet. Well, listen, Joey, you did a great job throughout. I'm excited for the Illinois game tomorrow night, and hopefully they can take down Villanova. I mean, look, I understand it's the WBIT, but I think for this program right now, like you said, I think it would be a cool thing to they've never won a postseason tournament, so to be able to say you did, I think would be good for this one. And hey, I'm part of the Brendan Donovan fan club. That dude has got to play every game almost. Find a spot.
Well, I don't know how many other guys are going to be healthy, Lon. So, I'm going to level with you. We watched a little bit of Cardinals in Boston when we could. I made fun of you for going to bed early. Typically dozing off at about 9:30, so the West Coast is not ideal. Also, it's impossible to watch the Cardinals in Central Illinois unless you have Comcast cable, and I don't. So, what a nightmare it is to try to watch a mediocre team, but we'll make our way through.
P.S. I bought a couple days ago. Bought some Tootsie Rolls. Where's that land on your?
Tootsie Rolls are good.
Yeah,
they're good. Okay. I like the Tootsie Pops a little bit more, but Tootsie Rolls are a good call. You used to go like donate a dollar or something to the Boy Scouts and they'd have like a thing of Tootsie Rolls.
Ah, good call. I remember that. They still do that?
You're okay. You're getting better. The candy's improving.
Okay.
You've got a little bit of a ways to go here, but the candy's improving.
Kyle's never said what's your favorite candy. Kyle, do you have a favorite? Do you eat candy?
I am a Kit Kat guy.
Okay.
That's my number
one.
All right.
I bet Joey doesn't mind that.
That's a good one. I didn't know where we were going to go with that. That's a good one.
I do in my pocket, and I can show the kids if I can get it out. I do have a Starburst in here. That is
what color? It's not yellow, is it?
Well, it's an orange. It is an orange Starburst.
That's fine. I'm telling you, Lon, you're getting better. We haven't lost you yet with the candy. People are completely clear.
I saw him eating dots earlier.
Dots?
I'm just kidding.
Even I had to comment on that one. What? Not as good as a juju fruit.
Just kidding.
There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Joey.
See you, Joey.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thank you, man.
See you, buddy.
Joey Wagner, Illini Inquirer.
Ooh, Big Def wanted to know how Joey ordered a steak. How did you get yours? Because you and Jeremy and...
I know. We got a little. Everybody's a critic, right?
Oh yeah.
Medium is what we got it.
Okay.
And some would say you go to an expensive steaks place, you shouldn't start at medium rare and go down.
Oh, see, I whatever. Just it's however you like your steak.
But see, they said medium was going to be like a warm red center.
I'm a medium well guy.
I dabble between medium rare and medium.
Yeah. And sear, like if I'm grilling, I like it about medium to a little bit hotter, and then I totally just burn the hell out of the edges.
Yeah.
Especially the fat.
Mm. Yeah, you got it. If you're doing it right, you're searing it for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the best.
So, yeah, we got it medium.
Did you get a ribeye?
What did we get?
A bone-in ribeye.
I think it was a ribeye, yeah.
Yeah, oh. Man, I might go buy
those were
a
ribeye. Expensive. That was in Omaha. We had expensive steaks. Then some good chicken parm at the North End.
Ooh.
There in Boston was good as well.
I mean, that's got to be as good of a spot to get a steak in Omaha, right?
I would think, yeah.
I don't think you can go anywhere else and get a
right.
better cut of meat. Yeah, that's good. Ribeye's the best. Is that my favorite steak?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Really good.
Ribeye? Or you're a filet
mignon. I'm a filet guy.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it right when he started to go to the mic. I'm like, he's a filet guy. Like my boys. My boys will order filet. I'm like, you guys are the most spoiled punk asses. Filet mignon.
Yeah.
And they're only coming like 6 ounces. What do you eat next? Like you eat a filet and then you got to eat like an hour later.
Cheeseburger.
Ribeye, man. That fills you up.
Yeah, man. And then I know we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do.
But we stayed in the Chinatown area for the first few nights in Boston.
Oh, cool.
Had Korean barbecue for lunch. That was Jeremy's idea after a long night. And that was not the best mix.
Oh, it wasn't?
Had a lot of suds to soak up.
Oh,
that,
yeah, gotcha.
Wasn't the best.
You needed more of a hearty, like cheese, like
I think
greasy
so.
Food.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Anywho.
That's a good show. I like that.
Scott says T-bone. I love a T-bone
I don't mind.
Steak.
I don't mind any steak. I'll eat a filet in a heartbeat.
Right.
But if you give me the, yeah. It's ribeye. Bone-in ribeye, too. Oh, Jim's Steakhouse in Peoria. Mm. Best bone-in ribeye I've ever had in my life.
Love it.
Second best ribeye was at a place in Fort Lauderdale where we later that night at the same spot saw The Rock.
Wow.
Which was kind of cool. Dwayne. What's up, Dwayne? Lon.
That dude's awesome.
Yeah, he came up, said hi. I mean, he didn't come up to us, but he said hi, which is pretty cool. I mean, they don't have to do that. I kind of carry some clout, though.
Yeah. Good stuff. Did you ask to try on his WWF outfit?
No. You know who else was there? Jason Taylor.
Wow.
Remember played for the Dolphins?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Should have gotten an autograph for Kyle, who I'd have known, 10 years later.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I didn't. No, no autographs. No autographs from Lon.
Running late. Thanks to Joey Wagner joining us on the Tap and Stony phone line. Kyle's going to choke me.
I know.
We're off tomorrow and the next day, Cardinals baseball. Don't blame us. Blame them. We'll talk to you on Friday. Until then, we're out. It's